Yes.
I thought there were a fair few ideas over the course of the last few days, but my own view is that you can't, well, I feel a bit like Donald Rumsfeld, known unknown. So if I knew the new idea, I'd know the new idea. But just to say that I think where we're getting at is how can we build on the recognition of the overlap in these issues between space security, space safety, and space sustainability, and to break out of the fairly artificial divisions that we have had in terms of policy and discussions at the intergovernmental level. And can that be done through a form of a structured dialogue around one to two areas? I think contention is that having an overarching discussion across the full reins of an arms race is not going to be productive. So can we find some entry points on specific issues or areas? And there I would say that I think you've heard a lot of the issues that are out there, debris being one, space situational awareness being another, ASAT voluntary test lines being another, on advanced on orbit maneuvers being another. And what might be the structure of that to look place? One option is for the first and the fourth committee, to get to your second question, to agree on the establishment of a group of scientific experts or a certain formatted engagement to take forward of those. My own view is that we probably need a more structured ongoing discourse or dialogue between working groups at the CD level, if there was ever to be agreement on those working groups, and Vienna, a more sustained dialogue. And then I will just flag that as we look at these issues, and you talked about the private sector, there are models where we're beginning to look. There are models at the intergovernmental. ILO is celebrating 100 years. ILO, from the outset of its governance structure, has had a framework and a way for bringing in actors, non-state actors. There's, in this town alone, the Global Trust Fund on getting rid of tuberculosis, malaria, etc., has a structure and a format that's very interesting. So there are alternative governance models out there. We are looking at intersessional models. Now in GGEs and in other processes about organized structured meetings with the private sector. The problem with it is, and I think this is the issue that we're not discussing here so far, the private sector means different things in different countries and different cultures, and how private is understood to be and how responsible private is understood to be is a challenge for us. And I think that's where I think we need to look at accepting that it's going to be necessarily regionally focused, necessarily multiple dialogues, and necessarily not at this point in a decision-making body, but more decision-shaping by virtue of those discussions with